talking a lot about music, about their latest album, and also quite a bit about France. So if you like any of those things, make sure to stick around. Before we jump into the interview, I'm going to play one of their songs. This is the first song on their latest album, Say I Won't, and it is called Find It. And right after that, we'll get chatting to John. I'm here with John from Bass Drum of Death, and we're going to be chatting a little bit about the latest album, also just about music in general. And I always like to start off my interviews with, let's call them introduction questions. So let's call them, you know, more funner intro questions. So the first one I was thinking of was, I thought of the name, I thought of Bass Drum of Death, and I thought of the word drum, I thought of instrument. If you guys had to make an entire album using only one instrument, what would you choose?
Probably a guitar, like an acoustic guitar, because you could still like drum on it and make a beat. And you know, I mean, hopefully we'd be able to run it through pedals and stuff like that. So we could, I think we could make something pretty cool with an acoustic guitar.
Okay. I like the way you're thinking about that. You're kind of thinking of the back ways of getting other instruments, but through the same one.
Right, yeah.
Like a bow on it.
Yeah, you can do all sorts of stuff.
The next one is, I have the song Keys to the City, which is on your latest album. And I was thinking of, you know, having keys to a city, having access to an entire city. If you could have the keys to any city in the world and you could come and go wherever you want, whenever you want, which city would you choose?
I don't know. That's a tough one. That's a really hard question. I kind of maybe Paris. That would be probably a good one. You know, I've been to Paris a bunch of times, but it's always, you know, been, you know, we've always been playing shows and we haven't actually gotten to spend a lot of time there. So it would be nice to be able to kind of roam around and not have, you know, anything pressing to attend to.
Paris, I think, would be a good one. And there's so many different sides of Paris as well, so you could really explore all of them.
Right.
And then my next question is based off of the song title, Wait. And so I have three scenarios that I'm going to walk you through. And you're going to tell me which one you would do, whether you would wait or whether you would keep going. So the first one is, would you rather wait for the bus or just walk to the next bus stop as the bus comes towards you and hope it catches up to you?
I would probably walk.
Okay, good. Me too.
Yeah.
This is a judge of character, actually. This is a personality quiz. The next one is, if you're walking with a big group of people and someone stops to kind of, let's say, tie their shoe, anything like that, would you wait or would you keep walking with the group?
Well, it depends on who it is.
Okay.
Yes, I would. Yeah, I would, in pretty much, you know, 99% of scenarios, I'd probably wait.
Okay, it's like someone you don't like. You're like, yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Fair enough. And then the last one is: would you rather wait for a table at a restaurant that you really want to go to, and let's say the wait's like, let's say they're like, oh, it's a half hour wait, or would you just rather go anywhere else?
Yeah, again, it kind of depends on how hungry I am, but you know, and the restaurant too. But yeah, in most situations, if it was a restaurant that I really wanted to go to and was looking for it, I would definitely wait.
That's how I feel too. I feel like there's one restaurant here in Vancouver that always has a queue outside of it. And I'm like, well, I'm not really bothered. But if it was like a restaurant that I really, really wanted to go to and that I had planned for a really long time, I would definitely take it. I would wait.
Yeah, and also too, now most places like can text you or whatever, so you can go, you know, down the street or across the street and get a drink or get a drink at the bar or whatever. It never ends up being as long as they say it is.
Yeah, Yeah, that's too. They're like, oh, it'll be 20 minutes, and then you walk away and they're like, we've got your table, and you're like, oh, okay. Perfect. Wonderful. So I want to talk a little bit about Say I Won't. It came out very, very recently. Congratulations. It's very exciting.
Thanks.
I wanted to talk a little bit about the creative process. So first, I guess, is the when and the where it was recorded, created, and just, inspired to come into fruition as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's just one of those things that me and my brother kind of worked on, had kind of been working on gradually, and had a couple of kind of demo sessions where we got together and fleshed out the songs a little bit more. And and then most of it was kind of me just kind of demoing the same way that I've done stuff since I started the project, just kind of by myself, and like, but much more getting like rough sketches down, because then I would take it to the guys and stuff like that. So basically, once we had, a bunch of stuff that we were confident in, we went into the studio in Nashville with Pat Carney from Black Keys. And I'm really glad that we kind of rehearsed it live before going there, because we didn't know, really what we were gonna do. And then right when we get there, he's like, yeah, just go play the songs. And so I'm really glad that we had rehearsed playing it live prior to that, because that would have been, it's never a good thing when you're having to learn your own songs in a studio. So thankfully we did that ahead of time. So it was a pretty fun and easy process. It was just it was really fun, and it was nice to, be excited about going in every day and figuring out how to, make the songs the best that they could possibly be.
And you've mentioned that this was kind of the first time that you went into recording music with people that had been with the process, like from the start and from the beginning, and that it made it quite collaborative. And now seeing that new experience versus how you guys have usually done your music, would you say that that's something you want to continue doing, having this more collaborative, or are you happy how it was, where you kind of have the foundation and then bring that to the others?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely want to continue doing it, collaboratively. I mean, honestly, this is like the first time that we've actually kind of operated as a band. You know, before this, it was like I would usually go record. I've recorded with other people here and there, but yeah, it's pretty much been my deal. So now I don't know. I just think it was a natural step, and like I think we're all three of us are, you know, happy with each other, and you know, we all get along very well, and also too, it's like everybody's now, we're all equally invested. So it honestly makes it a little bit, it eases the pressure on me a little bit to try to make everything like perfect. And I've just got a little bit of help with like different aspects of it. And so yeah, it's really good. And it's also too one of those things where like, you know, doing everything by yourself after a while gets to be kind of a drag. So it's nice to have other people around, and just to have that kind of camaraderie, and it makes it a lot more fun. So yeah, I definitely plan on continuing this way as long as possible.
Very nice. That's great. And you also mentioned that this album is kind of like, it's your signature sound, but it's kind of like an updated version. Could you tell me a little bit more about what this album brings in terms of sound that differentiates it from previous stuff?
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously it sounds a lot like cleaner and more like sort of polished than, you know, definitely our first two records. But yeah, so we kind of wanted to try to, you know, keep the base of our sound, which is kind of noisy and rowdy. We just like kind of had to pick our spots and where to use it. And, also wanted to make sure that people could hear everything and that everything was like kind of in its right place. So, it was just one of those things where, kind of wanted to have it, have it sound cool, but also have it sound very clear. And, I think, on this one, we definitely, kind of got that, and Pat was very instrumental in helping us, you know, kind of get to that point, and also like kind of talking us down off the ledge when we wanted something to be like sound gnarlier or something like that. He was like, yeah, no, trust me, you'll be happy, way happier if we do it this way. So yeah, it was some of that, but I'm very, very happy with the end result that we got.
And for someone that hasn't heard your music or hasn't heard specifically this album, do you have maybe like a little elevator pitch of what themes or what stories you guys kind of talk about in the songs and in the music?
Not really. I mean, it's just kind of, it's pretty, kind of stripped down rock and roll, you know? And I think there is a lot of like, there are kind of a bunch of like different, you know, styles that we kind of play around with within our own style. So, I guess what I would say is like, I think there's probably something for everyone on this record. You may not like the whole thing, but you're definitely going to like two or three of them. So, I guess that's what I would say about that.
That's great. It's like a box of assorted chocolates when you get to like,
yeah.
Fuck.
I was wondering if you have a favorite song to kind of perform or to sing or to perform live or anything like that.
I think Say I Won't, the title track, I think that's one of my favorites because that was one that kind of came together in the studio and you know, it was one of the true like collaborative efforts. And it's also kind of a it's just a fun song to play live just because of the tempo, and it's kind of like a groover instead of like a straightforward like charge ahead. So it's always fun to kind of you know, during the set, I don't want to say catch your breath song, but it's definitely like a change of pace and you know, kind of it's kind of like a gateway to, we play it in the middle of the set usually, so it's kind of a gateway from the first part of the set to like the second part. So yeah, that one's been one of my favorite ones to play live.
It's kind of like where I was gonna say in the old days, but like when at the cinema they used to have the intermissions in the middle of
Right,
the
yeah. But it's like an interesting intermission, you
yeah,
know?
like an
Yeah.
intermission, but that gets you going.
Right, yeah.
I was wondering if you had a favorite musical moment in this album, whether it's specifically like a guitar riff or like a drum. Da 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 da, or anything like that.
I'm trying to think. There was a gosh, I had it. I just had it. There's a guitar part that I can't remember specifically what it was, but basically we ran it. I was just kind of messing around and ended up like running it through this pedal and oh, it's on Head Change. It's like kind of the dueling guitar solo and like kind of after during the bridge. And yeah, because we originally just had one part for that, and I got this kind of guitar that was like tuned really high, and just kind of like started messing around with the other part while the song was playing, and we ended up just keeping it in because it sounded pretty cool, and definitely spiced up, you know, spiced up that part of the song, and it wasn't there, but that was one of those things where I just literally picked up a guitar and just started messing around, and then like 2 minutes later, it was part of the song, so. Yeah, I think that's probably one of my favorites because it's always fun when like stuff like that happens and you know, especially in the studio. And it's just kind of one of those things to it's fun when that happens because you know you can get kind of tunnel vision. You want songs to just be like a certain way. So it's kind of one of those things that you know reminded me that it's okay to like mess around sometimes and you know, because you might get something really cool out of it.
Yeah, and those are always like the best because then you think, wow, like if I hadn't just done this random thing, you know, the song would sound, you know, completely different or maybe not
Right.
as good. So,
Yeah.
do you have a favorite lyric in the album?
I think it's probably the chorus to Keys to the City, actually. And yeah, that's one of the ones I was neighbors across the street neighbors with my friend Nico Walker, who's a big he's a writer. And that was always his when I first showed him that song, like, you know, once we recorded it, he was like, yeah, that's my favorite, like that's a really good line. So yeah, that's pretty high praise, and so I think that's probably my favorite, just going off, he knows what he's talking about, so just by going off him, that's probably my favorite.
Thank you. And then I was wondering if you had, this is general memory, because you guys have been a band for like over 10 years now. You've been making music for almost over 10 years now. I was wondering if you have a favorite show memory from any time. Could be a recent one, it could be as early as 2011, 2012.
Yeah, I think we played a festival in France called La Route du Rock in Brittany, and I think it was like had to have been like 2013, maybe 2014. I can't quite remember, but yeah, it was a pretty big and fun festival, and we went on after Godspeed You Black Emperor, and so we went on stage at like 1 a.m., and it was still like tons of people and stuff, and yeah, and so that was that's probably one of my favorites, just because, big stage, and it kind of felt like we felt like a big rock band, and we were definitely like hamming it up, for sure. So yeah, I think that's one of my favorites. And yeah, and also I remember we had to like fly to another show the next day, but we were also like hyped up from the show that night, and it ended so late. So none of us got to bed until like 4 or 4:30 in the morning. And then we had to get up at like 7:30 to go to the next place. So yeah, but it was all worth it. That's probably one of my favorite ones.
Like that. I'm sensing a lot of like French themes in your likes and in your answers, Paris.
Yeah, I mean we've our first European booking agent was based in Bordeaux.
Oh,
So
nice.
every time we had gone over and toured Europe, like there was a pretty big, focus on France. And when we actually just did a tour on our own in the fall that was just France as well. So yeah, I mean it's always really fun, and they treat you really well. And in France they like really love like rock and roll and like garage rock and that type of stuff. So yeah, we always have a really good time and eat really good food and drink wine at lunch and do all that sort of stuff. So yeah, I'm a big fan.
Very French. Yeah, I work in
Yeah.
like crew, so I do like I'm local crew here in Vancouver, but a lot of my colleagues are like ex like tour crew or roadies, and they always say that France and Germany are like the two best places to go on tour just because of the food.
Yeah, it's great. A lot of the venues, they have like they'll cook meals for the whole like stage crew and the bands and everybody, and it's always like really, really good. And yeah, so it's just like kind of it's definitely way better than like getting like a $15 buyout and having to go to like the pizza place or next door, or like the McDonald's down the street or whatever. It's always there's a bit of like literal home cooking there, so it's really nice.
Yeah, that food culture I feel like is always really important, especially if you are.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, they definitely take it seriously.
Kind of on the flip side, I was wondering if you had maybe not like a worst, but like a weirdest show memory.
A weird show memory? Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I've definitely played some weird shows. I think one of my weirdest ones was on one of my first tours. It was just me and a drummer at that point, my buddy Colin, and we had booked this like house show in Philadelphia, and then we pull up to the place where it's supposed to be, and like nobody at the house, has any idea about what we're talking about, and they're
Oh.
basically just like, yeah, I mean you can go downstairs and set up and play if you want to, and there were people down there, like somebody was like playing, like just like kind of messing around, and like
Yeah.
people were hanging out and stuff like that. And yeah, so we didn't really get a good vibe, so we just kind of we were like, yeah, I think we're gonna go down the street and grab some food and we'll be back in a little bit. They're like, oh yeah, cool. And so then we just left and drove to New York. We looked at each other and we were like, yeah, this is not, I don't know what this is. But yeah, so that's, I mean, I guess that's my weirdest show memory, even though we didn't play. But that was probably for the best. I still feel like we probably made the right decision.
Yeah, just from hearing the
Yeah.
story, I wasn't even there, but I think you made the right decision too.
Yeah.
Sketchy. Wonderful. And so my last question is, so this album is out. Obviously the recording's done, everything's done. What's next for you guys? What's the big plan with this album?
More shows, you know, try to get to as many, you know, places as we can, and hopefully go to some new places and also hit some places that we haven't, you know, haven't been in a while. And yeah, but we do get a pretty big break over the summer. So, I mean, I think we're going to try to, you know, start laying the groundwork on some new stuff. And I know we have a bunch of ideas just from like messing around at sound check and stuff. So, yeah, I guess it's just you know, trying to do a little bit of both, like you know, come up with some new stuff and kind of lay the groundwork there, and also, you know, play some shows and try to play for as many people as we can.
Wonderful. Very exciting. I wish you all the best. And it was really lovely to meet you, John, and lovely chatting with you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much.
It was really lovely getting to chat with John from Bass Drum of Death all about their latest album, Say I Won't. We heard quite a few songs off of it today, so if that sparked any interest in you, or if you are a fan of the band, make sure to keep checking out that album. We have one last song from the album coming up next. It is called Too Cold to Hold. But thank you again for John for coming on the show and chatting with me, and wishing them luck with the album, but also with their upcoming shows. Hope none of them are in sketchy basements where nobody knows that they're even happening. Wonderful. With that, we have Too Cold to Hand, Too Cold to Hold. How did I get that wrong? It literally rhymes. And after that, I will be back to say goodbye. See you guys soon. Here is Too Cold to Hold by Bass Drum of Death. Before we say goodbye today, I did just want to play a song that is kind of like a little homage, not only for the singer Harry Belafonte that unfortunately passed away very recently, I think last week. This song is a fan favorite in my family. It was my grandfather's favorite song, and he would always sing it to me, and then he would do, you know, the main part, and I would always do the backup. I won't spoil it too much because you'll know exactly what song it is when you hear it. But yeah, just a little nice homage, not only to my granddad, but also to Harry Belafonte. Just a fun little song to wrap up the day, a feel-good song, one could say, to get everyone in the mood for a lovely day. And with that, once this song is done, I will wish you a wonderful rest of your time. Thanks for tuning in and thanks for listening today. And I will see you guys soon. Here is Banana Boat by Harry Belafonte.
Deo, Deo, delight come and me one more. De, mi sette, delight come and me one go. Work all night and a drink a rum. Stack banana till the morning come.
Daylight come and me one go home.
Come Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me one go home.
Come Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me one go home.
Live
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch.
Daylight come and me one.
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch.
Daylight come and me one go home.
De, is a day, oh.
Daylight come and me one go home.
De, is a day, is a day, is a day.
Daylight come and me one go home.
A beautiful bunch. a ripe banana.
Daylight come and we won't go home.
Hide the deadly black tarantula.
Daylight come and we won't go home.
Live
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot punch. Daylight come and we won't go home. 6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot punch.
Is a day, oh.
Daylight come and we won't go home.
Day, is a day, is a day, is a day.
Daylight come and we won't go home.
Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and we won't go home.
Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and we won't go home.
Day-o, day-o,
daylight come and me won't go
home. Day, is that day, is that day, is that day, is that day,
daylight come and me won't go.
This feeling once or twice. It's only when things are going